This is the Dorktowns podcast 40, and we started with the Fleshtones with a song that was obviously written by Popeye, I Am What I Am. Und meine liebe Damen und Herren, für unsere deutsche Freundin sind hier Cindy und Bert mit ihrem ganz super geilen Schlagerhit Der Hund von Baskerville.
Thank you.
40th podcast will be celebrated by hearing absolutely nothing from Peter and hearing a song by the great late Del Shannon. Hallelujah. Titled She Still Remembers Tony, a song that carries a lot of familiar sequences if you ever heard Del Shannon's Hallelujah. Big hit Searching. Also celebrate this 40th podcast with some garage, some soul and some surf and hot rod tunes, starting with Jim Messina and the Jessers and Yang Boo.
Thank you. Even in the morning I just sold my Ford. All I'm taking with me is my old surfboard. Soon I'll be surfing at the Hamptons, north, south, and east Hamptons. I can't wait to put my board in. Then I'll be surfing at the Hamptons. Yeah, yeah, I'm gonna pitch a tent and I'll camp right there. I might get into trouble, but I don't care. And when they come and try to throw me off the beach, I'll be surfing in the water just beyond their reach. Soon I'll be surfing at the Hamptons, north, south, and east Hamptons. I can't wait to put my board in. Then I'll be surfing at the sun on Hampton Beach. And when the sun is gone and I'm feeling ignored, I'll eat a TV dinner while I'm walking my board. Then I'll be surfing at the Hamptons, north, south, and east Hamptons. I can't wait to put my board in. Then I'll be surfing at the Hamptons. Yeah, yeah.
sip a little lopsided, but I don't care. I got twin antennas with a raccoon tail, spare in the trunk while it's full of mail. Look at us go. Goodness gracious, we're traveling fast.
Now, the last three records you heard were by Bruce Johnston, Gary Usher and Jen and Dean, and they all are related to the Beach Boys in one way or another. Johnston, of course, became a Beach Boy, replacing Brian Wilson on stage. Gary Usher wrote songs together with Brian Wilson, and Jen and Dean may seem like rivals of the Beach Boys, but the opposite is true. They worked and recorded a lot together with the Beach Boys. And our last surf hot rock tune is by the Handels, who discovered how to record in stereo on this one. were the Astros with something that sounded like Telstar meets Exodus. Last week you may have heard that Peter sneaked in a Ringo Starr tune, just the person he is, a deceiving charlatan mod wannabe, and before this is turning into a soap opera that nobody is interested in, I will say a last few words on this matter. Last week at practice I started playing a Frank Zappa tune and the other Dorktown started playing along happy and merrily, until I revealed that it was a Zappa tune. Then they got angry and threatened me with exorcism and stuff. And sometimes we're looking for new material to play, and somehow Peter always comes up with songs like Louie Louie, probably because his monkey brain isn't capable of handling more complex compositions, which will short-circuit his mind, telling him that it is probably jazz. And one more thing, Peter particularly liked one of the songs on the Halloween podcast, Dear Jeepers, which was composed, arranged and recorded by Frank Zappa. So the next time he sends me one of his handwritten letters concerning Frank Zappa, I will personally cram it up his ass and stuff in his floor tom so the letter won't come out. Thank you very much, and here's some music to soothe my mind.
Anyway the wind blows, it's a fine wind to me. Anyway the wind blows, it don't matter to me. Cause I'm through with the fussing and I'm fighting with the youth. I went out and found a woman that is gonna be true. She makes me oh so happy, now I never ever lose. Anyway the wind blows,
anywhere the wind blows,
anywhere the wind blows. Now that I am free from the troubles of the past, it took me much too long to see that our romance couldn't last. Now I'm gonna go away and leave you standing at the door. I tell you, babe, baby, I won't be back no more. Cause you don't even know what love is for. Anyway the wind blows,
anyway the wind blows,
anyway the wind blows,
anyway the wind blows.
Here's my heart and soul, and she loves me tenderly. And now my story can be told, just how good she is to me. Cause she treats me like she loves me and she never makes me cry. I'm gonna stick with her till the day I die. She's not like you, baby, she will never ever lie. Anyway the wind blows,
anyway the wind blows,
anyway the wind blows, we'll be right back.
stop your start. Look at the sun.
Can you see yourself?
Nowhere to run.
Can you free yourself?
Stop your fooling round, you fool. You will never find a room to go.
Get me out of this place. It was a bad, 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 bad day. It was a bad, 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 bad day. Out of my car and I walk down the street. Along come a girl, a kind that I'd like to meet. But how was I knowing that if she wasn't going?
Someday he will understand, but till the do, just
don't look back.
Now
one of the finest songs of all time, Don't Look Back by The Remains from Boston. And before that, The Other Half from somewhere in Northern California, mostly known for their song Mr. Pharmacist. And before that, Mouse in a Trap from Tyler, Texas. And after the so-called Garage Records, a foursome of soul.
It's so easy to do. Just put your hands in the air and act like there's a banana there. Now scoot your feet across the floor. Come on, now let yourself go. Now everybody come near, 'cause I want you to hear the directions to the monkey boogaloo. Just for me and you. Now I want everybody to get up out of your seat. I want you to dig it right now, because there's no time to repeat. But just before you begin to move, I want you to just fall off into the groove. And I want you to stand there and close your eyes and
The playlist for this podcast can be found on www.dorktowns.com.
I'm gonna make it.
I was looking for something new to do on these podcasts, something fun, and Ernie, the Dorktown's fart face, came up with the idea of Dead or Alive to play a song by an artist that everybody thinks is dead, but is still alive, or the other way around. But it's quite hard to find suitable candidates. Searching for rock and roll related death sometimes brings up remarkable things. A lot of people in pop music die young, and some bands seem doomed with more than one member dying. One of the most remarkable deaths I found was of Jack Anglin of the Anglin Brothers, who died in a car crash on his way to Patsy Cline's funeral. And everybody thinks that Otis Redding died in a plane crash, but he drowned after the plane crash, and I was not realizing that Otis wasn't alone on the plane. The members of the Barclays also drowned in the same accident. Dion of Dion and the Belmonts is still alive, although he struggled with drugs in the mid-60s. And after he got rid of his heroin addiction, he scored a hit written by Dick Holler, who incidentally also wrote Snoopy vs. the Red Baron. The song was made in half an hour after the shooting of Robert Kennedy, and it's a sentimental song that I really like, at least it feels honest to me.
Anybody here seen my old friend Abraham? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. You know, I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here seen my old friend John? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Anybody here see my old friend Martin? Can you tell me where he's gone? He freed a lot of people, but it seemed the good they die young. I just looked around and he's gone. Didn't you that they stood for? Didn't they try to find some good for you and me? Then we'll be free someday. Soon he's gonna be one day. Anybody here see my old friend Bob? Tell me where he's gone. I thought I saw him walking up over the hill, Abraham and Martin and John.
There's also a fantastic version of this song done by Detroit DJ Tom Clay that I will play probably one time or another on Confessions of a Dork, because that version is beyond, beyond anything really. In the 60s, sometimes senators, judges, priests and other scum recorded records, and one that really got famous was the Ballad of the Green Beret by Sergeant Barry Sadler. And soon thereafter, parodies on these songs saw the light, Bob Seger made a parody on the Green Beret thing, and Bill Minken recorded his next classic garage tune.
Senator, we have this song that I think is perfect for the album, but we're not really sure who should do it.
Well, what's the title of the song?
Senator, the song is 96 Tears.
Uh-huh, that sounds like it's a fairly sad song.
Well, as I see the lyrics, Senator, it's kind of a loser's song, people crying because they haven't made it or something like that.
Well, let's roll it from the top and see who we can come up with.
All right.
All right, hit it, guys. This is a very catchy tune.
It is.
Who'd you have in mind, guys?
Well, the first one on the list is ex-senator from Arizona, ex-senator Barry.
Senator Barry? Well, I don't think so, guys. This is sort of a catchy tune, and I think he'll fall behind in the timing again. Who else you got there on the list?
Senator, how about ex-Vice President Richard?
Well, that would be a good suggestion. He wants to get into something, I know that, but does he work as a single, or will he bring the general along?
A natural would be Governor Ronald from California.
He certainly would, because he's doing his own comedy act right now, yes. But I don't think so, no. I'm going to use him.
Senator, how about the husband and wife governor team in the South?
Well, let's keep with our own sound, guys. I think we're going to get into something like a Sonny and Cher type of thing, and I don't think we want that. Who else you got?
I think a natural would be Congressman Adam, who's just gone into the record business.
Well, let's keep Boston Soul, baby. I like that better. Who else we got there?
Senator, how about going really big in something like the New York Mets?
New York Mets? Well, I'd like all of our singers to be on my team, but I don't think I want that team on my team, no. Let's press ahead with someone else.
George the actor. That's a good choice.
The one who went out with the president's daughter.
Right.
You think we can free him from the USO shows he's on now? I don't think it's possible. Who wrote this song, anyhow?
It's a good question, Senator.
Well, let's see. Definitely a mystery to me.
Mark that down.
Say, guys, we're almost at the end of the song here. Do you have any other suggestions, perhaps?
No, Senator, that's about it.
Nobody else?
No one left, that's the end of our list.
What about outside there?
No one out of
the
other
anybody
room.
In here?
Nope,
in the studio?
That's it.
Well, what do you suggest we do then?
Senator, I got an idea. How about if I read some of the lyrics to you? Maybe you'll come up with an idea.
All right, let's sing ahead.
Too many teardrops for one heart to be crying. Too many teardrops for one heart to carry on.
Excuse me. I don't mean to interrupt like this.
Oh, please do, sir.
All right. I think after hearing those words, I'd rather do the instrumental version of this.
No, Senator, I don't think that would be quite enough. How about if you add something special of your own?
How about ditting to the end?
Let's try that. Go ahead.
All right.
Senator, why don't you try some scatting?
I'd rather dit than scat, if you don't mind. Can I go ahead?
Sure.
All right. Did scat. I don't
understand.
Tell me what is love is a funny thing. Can't explain. It makes you happy, but it brings a lot of pain. Who can tell me of this feeling I found when he's near me? I feel my heart pound.
Boy.
It's a funny thing. It helps you forget all of the troubles that you might have met. When you have dreams that are shattered and torn, you know he'll be there. And when dreams are full and you are so if your heart is broken and you long for his embrace, just wait and he'll be there with love you can't replace. Hold you and kiss you
last tune this week is by Los Bravos, the Spanish soul band with a German singer. And I wonder if his Spanish carries the same accent as his English. I don't know, I don't speak Spanish. Until next week, bye bye.